It's Giants and Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. It's time for Extra Point, driven by the Hess Toy Truck, as we welcome in Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. Paul, we talked about it earlier on the program, the critical film session that Ben McAdoo had with his players. Are you surprised that it happened after 9 games were played?
I love that it happened. Look, you got to... Right, eye in the sky doesn't lie. The film doesn't lie. What took so long, Howard?
I don't know. I think you got to factor in a couple things. You had a lot of injuries right off the bat. You know, Odell wasn't playing first in the year. When he finally came back, he was limping. Then he finally gets started. Once he gets started, all of a sudden, he's gone again. Once he's gone, you're playing with guys who receivers that are not quite there yet. They're trying to feel their way, trying to get in sync with Eli. All that stuff's going on at the same time. So there's not really a moment you can point to and say, we should do it now. I understand it's a great idea, and you should do it, but it doesn't help if you're going to just go in and look at one side of the ball or the other.
But the bottom line is, are there going to be any lineup changes? In other words, you had the critical thing. Guys got called out in front of the entire team. But then they just roll the same guys out there.
Ben said there could be changes based on this, and it will be very interesting to see right at the start of the game, is Janoris Jenkins starting? Because based on his performance in San Francisco, he should not start the game because he didn't hustle on certain plays. It'll be very interesting to see if Ben does that.
Well, you know, I'm going to say it this way. I think if I'm trying to figure it out, I'm in the back, I'm pulling the guys aside. Hey, look, we just pointed you out on film. Everybody saw what you were doing. This is time for your pride to step up. You need to show your teammates, forget about me, show your teammates that you not just want to be here, but you're playing for them.
All right, Sterling Shepard had a career high in receiving yards last week. He's got 2 100-yard receiving games this season, 3 in his career. Is he morphing into that sort of number one type wide receiver? I mean, when you're on a team with Odell Beckham Jr., you're never going to be number one. But can he take his game to that next level?
Yeah, like we said, number one type. Because, right, you have Odell, and then you have a lot of other guys who are number ones on a lot of teams. Look, you got to extract, Howard, right, any positive you can out of this brutal season.
Yeah.
Evan Engram is certainly one of them. Mm-hmm. Sterling Shepard is one of them. Now, he had the bad ankle. It was slowed down. Mm-hmm. Wasn't doing a whole lot. But he showed a lot. He's shown a lot with these guys falling apart. The only thing I'm concerned about is he takes a lot of hits. You know, he so many contested catches.
He's
he
over
takes
the
a
middle.
Lot of hits.
Well, here's the thing I got with being number one. Number one means that the dynamic receiver that's going to be the guy that's going to be there every play, week in and week out. Sterling Shepard is now the number one receiver because he's forced into the number one role. Can he be the number one if there was another dynamic receiver? That stands, you know, I don't know. You know, I would think he could, but I don't know. Right now, he's the number one option. You got the tight end Engram, and you got Shepard.
And look, you see what guys are made of in adversity. It's been a very adverse season, and as we know, you know, Sterling is rising, which is good.
Paul, we appreciate the time as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well. Okay.